Second Chronicles, chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoiadan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, but not with a perfect heart. And now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he killed his servants that had killed the king his father. But he did not kill their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where Yahweh commanded, saying, The fathers will not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man will die for his own sin. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Yehuda together, and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their forefathers, throughout all of Yehuda and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle a spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of Yahweh to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for Yahweh is not with Israel, is not with all the children of Ephraim. But if you will, do it. Be strong for the battle. Yahweh will make you fall before the enemy, for Yahweh has power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of Yahweh, But what will we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of Yahweh answered, Yahweh is able to give you much more than this. And then Amaziah separated them, the army that was to come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. For this their anger was greatly kindled against Yehuda, and they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the Valley of Salt and killed the children of Seir 10,000. And another 10,000 left alive did the children of Yehuda carry away captive and brought them to the top of the rock and threw them down from the top of the rock, and they were all broken in pieces. But the soldiers of the army, which Amaziah had sent back, that they should not go with him into battle, fell upon the cities of Yehuda, from Samaria even to Beth Horon, and killed 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after that Amaziah had come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the Elohim of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his Elohim, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense to them. For this reason the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, who said to him, Why have you sought after the Elohim of the people which could not deliver their own people out of your hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, Are you made of the king's counsel? Stop what you're doing. Why should you be smitten? And then the prophet ceased and said, I know that Yahweh has determined to destroy you because you've done this and have not listened to my counsel. Then Amaziah, king of Yehuda, took advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another in the face. And Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Yehuda, saying, The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son for a wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and stepped on down on the thistle. And you say, You've smitten the Edomites, and your heart lifts you up to boast. Remain now at home. Why should you meddle with to your hurt, that you would fall, even you and Yehuda with you? But Amaziah would not hear, for it came of Yahweh that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought after the Elohim of Edom. So Joash, the king of Israel, went up, and they saw one another in the face, he and Amaziah, king of Yehuda, at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Yehuda. And Yehuda was put to the worse before Israel, and fled every man to his tent. And Joash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Yehuda, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver and all the vessels that were found in the house of Yahweh, with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Yehuda, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, are they not written in the book of the kings of Yehuda and Israel? Now after the time that Amaziah did turn away from following Yahweh, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him and killed him there. And they brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Yehuda. End of chapter 25.